We're visiting with our friends from Todd County FFA for FFA Week. It's always a pleasure to come and visit with our friends at Todd County FFA. Got all our officers lined up here today, and we're going to visit with all of them and find out a little bit about them. We'll start out with Emily Frog, president this year. Emily, tell us a bit about some of your activities in FFA.
So some of our activities in FFA, really our big ones would be FFA Week, just because that's the kind of the week everyone looks forward to. So like our big ones this week have been Muddy Truck Day, Cleanest Truck, Farm Truck, and Tractor Day, which is still waiting to come. And some of our other activities are just like little local events. Yesterday we did the Ag Breakfast. We're coming up Speaking Day next Friday, so everybody's kind of preparing themselves for that. And we've just done some chapter activities as well.
Kind of fun to get together this week, isn't it? Bring a muddy truck to the farm?
No, I did not.
You didn't get your dad's truck muddy?
He said no.
Tell me about your SAE. What do you do?
So my SAE, I have a few SAEs. I have hay, I have cows, I do sorghum. Right now, one of my current SAEs, I'm smoking and curing country hams right now. For the last 3 days, I've been running the smokehouse just nonstop to get smoke on those hams because the weather's perfect right now to smoke them. And for the last 2 months, we've had them in and out of the cooler just in salt and stuff. But then next week, we'll sell our next round of cows and bring some in. So that's a year-long project. And then coming up in the spring, we'll start cutting hay, which I'm so ready for. And then following that is sorghum.
Busy time as well. You guys do the sorghum on the farm, actually press the sorghum and make the sorghum there on your farm too.
Yeah, we do. It's always usually a big hit during September when everyone comes out, and it's always broadcasted everywhere. And we actually just shipped some to Florida.
Oh, really?
Did.
Nice. What do you think FFA is going to do for you?
I think FFA is going to shape me into the person I am if it hasn't already. I feel like I've been involved in so much and I've taken on such a leadership role. It's like it's made me who I am. It has made me like, I don't know, it's just shaped like what I do every day and how I act every day as a person. And it's letting me gain skills that I would need to go into a workplace when I graduate.
Fantastic. Good luck as you head out. President's been a fun year for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's definitely been fun.
Absolutely. And Vice President Chesney Artis. I remember when you got elected Vice President. Tell me about your year. What are you doing in the FFA?
Well, I am the Vice President. I am head over the chairwomen, and my chairwomen are head over their committees. So we always communicate about what they need to do as for their committees and things like that.
What's your SAE? What are you involved in there?
I work at the Billy Goat Hill, a farm-to-table. It's a store and it's a restaurant, but mostly I work in the store part. Mm-hmm. I sell the meat that's there.
That's a pretty neat place to work, huh?
Yes, it is.
Well, you have to slide over every now and then and have lunch?
Yes, I do. I do.
What do you think FFA is going to do for you, Chesney?
Well, FFA is going to give me, it has given me a family to come to when times are different for me in my life. That's what it's given me, new relationships with people that I normally wouldn't be in a relationship with if it wasn't for the organization.
I think it's great. Seems like you guys are getting some rewarding experiences here with this crew, right?
Yes, sir.
And next of all, we have Natalie Shimwell. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you're the secretary, huh?
Yes, I am.
Natalie, tell us, what do you do in the FFA?
Well, I keep an accurate record of all meetings. So
you remembered your part.
So I keep the minutes and keep up lists of things that we talk about in officer meetings that we have and our club meetings as well.
I think it's fantastic. So what's your SAE?
My SAE is taking care of my horses with my grandfather. I call him Grandy.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So what do you think the FFA is going to do for you?
The FFA has already done so much for me. It's taught me not only just communication and social skills, but it's also helped me with my public speaking skills. So I can talk in front of a crowd and pretty much be very comfortable with that. It's also shown me many ways of how to act in the real world and how to keep a job and the kind of skills that you should have when you're out in public and working a job and doing anything, really.
Yeah, very important. Well, good job. Congratulations. Next of all, Harley Buckley. I'm sorry, I'm getting mixed up here. Harley Buckley, you're the treasurer. Harley, tell us about what you do in the FFA.
So I keep a record of our financial stuff, and I kind of keep track of that and just make sure we're not overspending and make sure we have enough money for the things that we need to put more money towards.
Lady with the checkbook's always important, right?
Yes, sir.
For sure. What's your SAE?
My SAE is actually here at the high school with our hydroponic system in the greenhouse. We've been experimenting with it, and so just growing different things, seeing what we can grow, what grows better, so we can just give it back to the greenhouse, and so the greenhouse can make a profit.
I think that sounds good. What's the FFA doing for you? What are you going to take away from the FFA?
The FFA has taught me many things. So
I'll go ahead. You're good. You're doing good.
The thing that has taught me most is to just be more sociable and to just be accepting of others more. And just because you don't come from an agricultural background doesn't mean you can't be a crucial part in FFA.
I think it's fantastic, fantastic advice. Now we get to Molly. I'm sorry I mixed you guys up. Molly Skipworth, you're a reporter, right?
Yes, sir, I am. So basically my job is I run all the social media accounts except for our TikTok. I help with our TikTok page sometimes. It's run by Charles C. Tigert. And so like this week I've been doing a lot on our Instagram page and relaying the information to our members. And so go follow us on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok at Todd Central FFA.
Sounds like a fun thing to do. What's your SAE?
So my SAE is actually a greenhouse business. It's called Molly's Bloomin' Boutique, and I started it last year as a sophomore. And since I didn't really grow up around a lot of agriculture, or my family wasn't around a lot of agriculture, I just decided that this was something that I wanted to learn how to do on my own and figure out how I could benefit from the agriculture world as a teenager.
I like that. So what do you think you'll take away from the FFA?
So before I joined FFA, I was somebody that liked to talk a lot, but I didn't like to do a lot of public speaking. So I feel like this has really taught me to kind of get out more and do much more speeches. Like, I never would have thought of doing a speech if it wasn't for the FFA.
Well, good luck as you continue. Senior next year, right?
Yes, sir.
Good luck. Who's this gentleman? You're the only one that didn't wear your shirt today, so you have to tell me who you are.
Blake Ellis.
Blake, tell me, you're a Sentinel, I take it?
Yes. Okay. I set up the meeting room and get all the mics out and the slideshows ready before the meeting.
What's your SAE?
I have an HVAC business that I'm working with, okay. So it's ag, power, and construction type business.
How'd you get into that?
My great uncle owns his own HVAC company, so I work for him.
Very nice. That's pretty interesting. What do you think FFA is going to do for you? What are you going to take away from it?
It's going to give me good leadership skills, and working with the other officers give me good teamwork skills.
Okay, sounds good. So good experience with this crew, huh?
Yep.
All right, sounds good. So let's move on to the list. Emma Nichols, the chaplain, right?
Yes.
Well, what are you doing in the FFA?
So I started the chaplain chapters that I post every Monday. So I basically just write a devotion every week and just kind of help spread the word.
How's that gone over for your fellow FFA members? They seem to like that?
I think so, yeah.
What's your SAE?
My SAE is diversified livestock.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What kind of livestock do you have?
All types. You know, we just bring home whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, we had calves, horses, mules, chickens, sheep, goats, anything.
You really are diversified livestock, then, huh?
Yes.
That's interesting. So what do you like the most?
The horses.
Horses,
yes.
Yeah, that sounds good. What do you think the FFA is going to do for you? What are you going to take away from FFA?
Definitely just like the people skills that I've gained. FFA camp really has taught me a lot of skills. So just overall, just the certain like traits I'm going to bring with me.
Well, you get to work with a great team of officers here too, it looks like. So.
Yes.
Fantastic. Meredith Carter, historian, correct? Tell me a little bit about what do you do?
Well, I am in charge of creating our chapter scrapbook to show our alumni and supporters of what we've been doing throughout the year.
Sounds good. So a lot of good things to keep this year, it seems like, huh?
It sure is. We've been very busy.
What's your SAE?
Well, I have two SAEs, actually. I have a sheep and goat production, and I have equine management. Well, I live on a farm called Carter Farms, and we raise goats and sheep for a show. We go to livestock shows all summer and go to state fair and show them to win money and banners. Now, equine management, I make sure that we train our horses and make sure they're fed and properly taken care of, and we also show them at horse shows locally and we went to a state fair 2 years ago, and we actually placed and got a trophy for Western Pleasure.
Seems like I remember you were at the state fair this summer, weren't you?
No, my stepsister was.
Okay. I remember the Carter name. I couldn't remember if that was you or not. So I remember interviewing somebody about your goats project there. Mm-hmm. So that's fantastic. What's the FFA going to do for you? What are you going to take away from this project?
Well, I've taken a lot from FFA. Well, I grew up in an agriculture background, mm-hmm. so FFA has given me a wider look on agriculture and how big it is. It's also given me great public speaking skills. And normally I can talk a lot, but I can never go in front of public and talk to people. And I'm so grateful for that because I'm going to need it in the future.
Good luck as you continue with your projects as well. And I'll look forward to seeing where you go. Nakia, is that right? Yeah. Nakia Smith with us. And you are the Growing Leaders Chair. Tell us about that. What does that do?
I just manage the committees, you know, help them out. Like Thursday, we're going to the middle school to help teach a class, and I'm just going to be there to help them and make sure their PowerPoint is good and everything, right. And also help plan events.
Sounds like a lot of fun. So what's your SAE?
I work in the greenhouse here at Todd County, and I plant, and then if when it's time to sell, I go and check out customers and everything.
What flowers your specialty? What do you work with?
My favorite are the geraniums.
Okay. Right. They're always pretty, so you do a great job with that. What are you going to take away from the FFA?
The FFA has given me a lot of opportunities, so I take away most is leadership skills because I like being a leader, and it has taught me a lot of things about leadership this year.
Very good. Well, good luck as you continue here. Good luck with the greenhouse this year.
Thank you.
All right. And Clarissa Brown, correct? Yes. And you're the building community chair, right?
Yes, sir, I am.
What are you doing that? What do you do as a building community chair?
I look over my committees, and we do things that will help impact our community, such as yesterday I had two ladies with me, Hannah Meacham and Mara White. They came and helped us serve at the Ag Breakfast yesterday, and they are just two great individuals. And I also help our officers with any events that they may plan. And I just look over all the committee chairs and also help Nakia and Maddie Harrison, who's not here, with their committees as well.
You guys did a great job serving at the breakfast yesterday. A wonderful event, and so great job there. What's your SAE?
My SAE is agricultural education at the library in Todd County.
Really?
Usually on the first Saturday of every month, I'll get a book based on agricultural backgrounds, and I'll plan an activity to go along with that book, and I'll go and read to 1 to 10 to 15 kids. Whoever shows up, I'll read to them. We'll do the activity. Usually takes about an hour and a half, 2 hours. We serve drinks and refreshments, you know, make it a fun time for the kids.
Well, that's obviously a great essay. Kind of a neat way to educate people about agriculture, yes, and agriculture in Todd County, which is big, right?
Yes, sir, it is. A lot of these kids, they just grow up seeing agriculture, mm-hmm. and they don't really know what it means for them and what agriculture really does do for them in their day-to-day life. So it's really special to me to be able to go out there and help children understand what agriculture does for them day-to-day.
Well, I think that's fantastic. Love that. So what do you think you're going to take away from the FFA?
Well, from the FFA, I've already taken away communication skills. Over the summer, I was sponsored by our local Kentucky Farm Bureau agency, Jeff Powers, get to go to Eiffel, International Future Business Leaders, I believe, is what it's called. Don't quote me on that. But me and Emily Frog went over there for a week up in the summer at Murray and basically got to meet up with all these kids from around Kentucky and learn who they are, where they're from, and just basically make a whole brand new line of friendships and new connections, different roots and branches and at different areas. And so it's given me friendships, communication skills, and it's given me the building blocks I need to get started after high school.
Sounds good. Obviously, giving you good communication skills to work with young people, teach them about agriculture. Too. I love that. I think it's fantastic. So good. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you.
And we've been visiting with our Todd County FFA officers today.